Hello and welcome to the University of Toledo's The Relevant University. I'm your host, Larry Burns, Vice President for External Affairs at the University of Toledo. You know, in order to keep up with trends in the business world, colleges of business are constantly changing and adapting. They house the next great leaders in the field of sales, management, and accounting, and are preparing students for careers throughout the world. The support from alumni and the community has become an important resource for both colleges of business and their graduates. On tonight's show, we'll speak with four guests who will discuss emerging trends within colleges of business, the process behind hiring graduates, and exciting programs allowing students to work with corporate partners and gain valuable research experience while in the classroom. Tonight we have Dr. Gary Inch, Dean of the University of Toledo's College of Business and Innovation. Tony Moore, Talent Acquisition Supervisor at the Marathon Petroleum Corporation. Jeff Webster and Danielle DeLuca, Corporate Partner Managers at the Detroit Lions. And Sanjay Gupta, Acting Dean and Russell Palmer Endowed Professor of Accounting at Michigan State University's Eli Broad College of Business. And it's all coming up next on the University of Toledo's The Relevant University. Here on the Great Voice of the Great Lakes, News Talk 760, WJR. Dr. Gary Inch began his tenure as Dean of the College of Business and Innovation at the University of Toledo on July 14, 2014. He came to UT from West Virginia University, where he served as Associate Dean and Professor of Management for 12 years. He also spent time as a professor at both Boston University and Indiana University. His business experience includes 8 years as Assistant Vice President and Commercial Loan Officer for First Security Bank of Salt Lake City, Utah, and Business Manager of the Actors Repertory Theater Ensemble in Provo, Utah, and Financial Consultant with the Small Business Development Center in Salt Lake City. Inch is a member of the Academy of International Business, Academy of Management, and the Strategic Management Society. He has a bachelor's degree from Brigham Young University, an MBA in International Business and Marketing from the University of Utah, and a master's degree in Business Administration and PhD in International Business and Strategy from Indiana University. Gary, welcome to The Relevant University.
Thank you, Larry. Appreciate it.
That's some great experience both in business and in the academic world, and frankly, that's what we needed at UT, so we're delighted that you're leading the charge.
It's a pleasure to be here. Very excited.
So for our listeners that aren't that familiar with your college, and it's a little bit of a different name than some, the College of Business and Innovation, can you tell them about some of the things that make us maybe distinctive at UT?
Okay. Well, I think that when you, in the area of distinctiveness at UT and probably in a lot of places I've been is Toledo is a great city, and it's a great university, and there's a great connectivity between the city and the business community and the college. And because of that, we have lots of opportunities to have actually working professionals come into the college and meet with our students and do mock interviews and sit with them at etiquette dinners. And that connectivity then allows us to do a lot of real-world projects and classes. It also allows us to have an exceptionally high internship rate and an exceptionally high placement rate. So, it's a very easy message to tell a parent when they come here that if your student comes to UT in the College of Business, they'll have plenty of opportunities to learn about different types of business, interact with business leaders at all levels, from CEO all the way down to 1 and 2 year out, and they'll have the opportunity to have an internship and get a job. And I think that's a message that resonates with parents and resonates with students and resonates with those who are coming back later on in their careers to enhance their career and move forward. So it's really a great story. We have the faculty here. We have the resources to move someone forward in their careers. Our slogan is the College of Business and Innovation equals career, because you do what you need to do.
Absolutely.
You attend the things you need to do, and you'll have a job.
Right. And that job is a career, and that's one of the differentials with us. And experiential learning, which is another way today's world of saying internships and dealing with people in the business world is a big part of that, as you say. What are some of the other trends in colleges of business throughout the country as we as we emerge into the future?
I think probably one of the biggest changes that we're seeing is the different types of students that are coming in and the need for flexibility. And by that I mean, you know, the vast majority of our students here at UT work, and a lot of them work full-time or two or three jobs to support themselves. So we have been very innovative in offering the majority of our classes in various formats to kind of help with that. For the student who wants kind of the more traditional sit-down and, you know, face-to-face classes, we have those. For students who want a little more flexibility but still want to have that interaction with their professor face-to-face and their classmates, we have blended classes where they'll meet one day a week, and then the other assignments will be done online. And then we have completely online classes for the student who really can't get to the campus and needs to do things at asynchronously.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a lot of online classes as well where the interactivity with the professor is still high, but they don't have to physically come to campus and always be here Tuesday, Thursday at 10 o'clock at night or whatever. So.
Yeah.
That's kind of one of the bigger trends that I see is you know, just the ability to try to get our excellent information and classes out to all types of students so that their schedule doesn't impede with their ability to move forward.
Yeah,
with their
life can continue as they need it.
Mm-hmm.
And we're talking with Dr. Gary Inch, who's the Dean of the College of Business and Innovation at the University of Toledo. And one of the great things about being on WJR, a 50,000-watt radio station, is that people are listening from many, many states throughout most of Ontario, and so this online degree completion or start and then completion is very important. What are some of the programs that if somebody's driving home and they live in Pittsburgh that might be interesting to them from your college?
Well, it's interesting that I think the college here is somewhat unique in that we have online programs at all levels. So if a student is not really sure if a bachelor's degree is right for them, they want to kind of get their feet wet, we have associate's degrees in applied business technology, which will be that so they can kind of try that for a couple of years and end up with an associate's degree. We have three of our BBA classes for those who would like to pursue those. Currently, we're converting all of our programs to that, but initially we've done it in marketing and in management and in finance and accounting. So if you have a desire to do those programs, your BBA programs, you can do that online. We also have an exceptionally flexible master's program where you can go full-time or part-time in the MBA area. And the majority of those classes are online as well. And if someone would, we don't have a complete track in online just because we have so many different kinds of specializations that one or two of those specializations may have one or two classes. Some of them have all of the classes online. So we could work with you with our MBA advisor to get you through an MBA if that's how you'd like to go. And do that through an online format as well.
Excellent. So many options for the working adult or the person that wants to get a degree from UT but maybe isn't in our backyard. So that's
mm-hmm.
awesome. Well, we're delighted that you're leading the charge at UT. And my next guest is going to be somebody who hires a lot of your graduates, and that's going to be somebody from Marathon Petroleum. And so we're going to ask him about our graduates. And I know they hire more UT graduates than any other school in the country, so
yeah.
That's great, and thank you for what you do, and we'll see you soon.
All right, thank you, Larry.
All right,
pleasure.
Thanks, Gary. That was Gary Inch, Dean of the College of Business and Innovation at UT, and as I mentioned, coming up next from Marathon Petroleum, their Talent Acquisition Supervisor, Mr. Tony Moore, when the University of Toledo's The Relevant University continues here on the Great Voice of the Great Lakes, News Talk 760 WJR. Tony Moore is the Talent Acquisition Supervisor for Marathon Petroleum Corporation. In his role, Tony leads a team of seven, and they're responsible for identifying and recruiting interns, co-ops, recent graduates, and experienced professionals. Mr. Moore graduated from Shawnee State University in Portsmouth, Ohio, and has spent his entire career in talent acquisition, accruing broad experience in the field. He began his career in the Indianapolis area, where he worked as at a staffing agency, and also worked in Columbus and New Albany, Ohio, before brief stints with companies in Florida and Kentucky. He has been with Marathon Petroleum Corporation for about 10 months. And so, Tony, welcome to The Relevant University.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on.
Appreciate it. And welcome to the Northwest Ohio area in the last 10 months.
Appreciate it.
Marathon is a great company, and we're so so fortunate that it's connected to Findlay, Toledo, and Detroit. So that's great. Marathon has a great name. You know, most of us consumers think of it for their gas, for their car. But what kind of positions do you hire for?
So the good news is Marathon's growing, right? So we hire recent grads as well as experienced professionals, in addition to interns and co-ops. The type of folks that we hire, very wide variety, anywhere from health, environmental, safety, security is a big one, engineering, obviously, construction, legal. We also look for students that are in pre-graduate work for all of the aforementioned, and in addition to some business students. We look for MBAs, for full-time hires, and just a wide variety. You know, we're our corporate headquarters are here in Findlay, Ohio, and we function as the leadership for all seven of our refineries, and we have a wide variety of positions. But I'd say that the headline there is it's good news, and we are growing and we are hiring.
Yeah, that is great news.
Yeah,
for everybody out there. And I know that one of my former students, undergrad, and then a graduate assistant, Courtney Ingersoll, was hired in June as a marketing person.
Great.
And she's outstanding. She played basketball for UT and is a great hire and a good person. Now, if people are out there and they're wondering what you look for in a candidate in 2015, is there a certain skill set a person should have? I know when I hire marketing or PR people, they need to be more integrated and they need to have more diverse talents now than when I got out of school. You could really be siloed into one or another. And is that true with what you look for in candidates?
So I'd say what we look for in a candidate is really specific to the job that we're hiring for.
Okay.
So for an accountant or an engineer or a lawyer, safety professional, we're looking for folks that have that type of skill set. But it's important that we provide opportunities for those people as well, right? So we're providing products and services that really make modern life possible. So we're looking for folks that have sort of that passion for life and passion for their particular field. And I, you know, like I said, I've been in recruiting for quite some time now. I really look for three things when we're hiring anyone, and that's the can-do, the will-do, and the fit. Right. So can they perform the function that we're looking at them for?
Can they do the job?
Can they do it?
Yep.
Will they do it? So that's sort of the piece that is fairly simple, right? You know, will they take the experience that they have or the education and apply that to the position that we're looking at them for the opportunity that we're offering them? And then the fit, right? So that's a little bit more difficult. Are they going to fit into our
culture? Right?
Yep. Are they going to mix with the team well? Do they follow some of the same beliefs and principles that we do? When we're evaluating a student or an experienced person, we look at their education not only specific to them, but the program that the school offers.
Right.
We want the best of the best, right? So when we extend it beyond the school that they're going to, we look at their GPA, specifically for our new grads or new college grads and our interns. We have a threshold. And it's really the can-do, the will-do, and the fit.
Now, you mentioned programs at universities, and I'm proud to say that I know that Marathon hires, as I mentioned, hired Courtney, many people from the University of Toledo, from our College of Business, and I think our College of Engineering. And how is that relationship? We're an hour away from you and the programs. You know, one of the things that I do for a living is promote the university and our colleges. And so, as a end user, can you mention a few things about UT and the programs?
Yeah, I would say that Marathon and UT, as we're close neighbors geographically, we've got a great relationship. UT continues year in and year out to provide us with very smart and ready for the workforce students from an internship and co-op perspective, as well as recent grads. And I'll even extend it on to some folks that have maybe graduated some time ago and haven't been working in the energy sector and haven't been working at Marathon, but are looking to join a great company like Marathon. They're always very well prepared.
Good. Well, one of my colleagues' fathers, Dennis Acuna, has worked there for a number of years, and he's a UT grad. And so that's a great example of that.
Yeah.
And now, as I said, there's people listening on this show. One of the great things about WJR is it covers a good part of the country and most of Ontario. So if somebody is driving home from work and their daughter, son just graduated, or they themselves are graduating, what are some of the tips you might be able to give somebody to interview successfully?
Yeah, so I love this question because, you know, as I head up talent acquisition here at Marathon, we're in the interviewing business, right? And interviews can be quite uncomfortable, and I recognize that. I would say that some of the things that are really important in interviewing is try to be as relaxed as possible, yet professional, right?
Right.
Do your homework.
Yeah.
That's very important. Know the audience that you are going to be interviewing with. So
know the company, right?
So there it is, right? You got to know the company that you're interviewing with. And I would say some common mistakes that we see are folks that don't realize that the companies that they're interviewing with and know their history. And it's not just their history. I would say even more important than history is the current
and maybe future goals.
You got it. So all that stuff is public record. So yeah. Do your homework. Know the company, know what's going on in the news. You know, we're a Fortune 25 company,
yeah.
So it's pretty easy to find information about us. And then specific to the job, know your business, right? Know if you're interviewing for an engineering role and it's mechanical engineering, know mechanical engineering and be able to talk some technical speak about it.
Excellent. You know, and I often say that it is inexcusable if you don't do that. In my day, back when I graduated in 1978, I had to go to the library to find this stuff out or call and ask for an annual report. Now you can do it at home at any time of the day. And as you mentioned, it's public record. So it's just much easier today to do that, but you must do it.
You got it. And some other things you might want to be prepared for. Have a few notable accomplishments that you've done in your career or in your scholastic career.
Real examples, correct?
Absolutely. Some of the projects that you've worked on, some things that have been notable. The other thing is, when I said do your research, know the person that you're interviewing with.
Okay.
So if you're interviewing with an engineering manager, you might want to look them up on LinkedIn and find out how long they've been with the company.
Where they went to school.
Yeah, absolutely. And then I would say that when we're drawing towards a close of the interview or maybe even midpoint, be prepared with some good questions and not just the canned, what are the next steps or what do you like
What are you looking
me?
For?
Yeah, you got to be able to ask some real questions, maybe specific to projects that this position would be working on. Have a very good open conversation and make sure to ask lots of questions.
Yeah, and that research is really important. Well, I want to thank you. I also want to thank you for, we partner on some other things. Marathon's been a long time WJR partner. The last couple years, Paul W. Smith and Marathon and UT have partnered for the new the Golf Classic that Marathon now sponsors. And we have Paul down on one of the days of the golf tournament. So not only do you hire some of our great graduates, it's a very nice ongoing relationship. And your company's been very generous financially to UT and providing scholarship money and other great things. So I want to thank you on behalf of everyone at UT.
Yeah, we're happy to do it.
Okay, that's Tony Moore from Marathon Petroleum. And when I come back, I'm going to talk to some of our partners from the Detroit Lions and talk a little bit about what we do with them as it relates to the classroom as well as marketing. And it's going to be right here on the University of Toledo's The Relevant University, the great voice of the Great Lakes, News Talk 760 WJR. Jeff Webster is a corporate partnerships manager for the Detroit Lions. He was born and raised in Seattle, Washington, therefore a Seahawks fan. And he earned his BA in Business Administration at Washington State University and a Master's of Sports Administration from Ohio University. Prior to coming to Detroit, Jeff worked at the NASCAR headquarters in Daytona Beach for nearly 2 years. He also completed internships with the Cincinnati Bengals, Las Vegas Motor Speedway, and the X Games. And his colleague and partner, Danielle DeLuca, also works in corporate partnerships for the Lions. She was born and raised in Dulles, Florida. Danielle is a graduate of the University of Florida with a Bachelor of Science in Event Management. Prior to coming to the Lions, Danielle worked in the corporate partnership department for the Atlanta Falcons. She has also completed internships with the Calgary Stampeders, the University of Florida Athletic Association, and the University of Florida Boosters Association. They truly are our UT partners and my friends, so I welcome both of them in the studio.
Thank you, Larry.
Jeff, great to see you. Danielle, always great to see you guys. Happy New Year. I haven't seen you in person this year. The Lions had a great season. It was our first year with the Lions, and we were so proud to have our sign in Ford Field. We made the playoffs. You guys were awesome. And so I want to thank you publicly for all of that. Now, discuss, if you can, your role with the Lions and how you manage corporate partners and the types of services you provide. There's a lot of people in college that are interested in what you do as a career path, and there are also a lot of business people interested in knowing if I were to partner with someone like the Lions, what would that mean? So, Jeff, do you want to start?
Yeah, sure, Larry. So, it's sort of cliche to say that what I love most about our job is that every day is different, but that's really quite honestly the truth for us. What makes it special is the fact that we get to interact with various businesses in all different industries all throughout not only Detroit, not only Michigan, but all throughout the country.
Right.
So in many ways, the corporate partnership team at the Lions is kind of the front door to the organization, in that we are really the extension, the arm that touches businesses outside of our own internal family over at Ford Field. So really, we kind of act as consultants. So our job is not to sell or to service necessarily as much as it is to go in and understand a business, understand what their marketing objectives are, and then try to develop a program or a platform that can help them achieve those goals.
Right. So you're great listeners, and I can attest to that, because you truly understand what we're trying to do at UT with our partnership. And that was clear in 10 minutes after I met you. So, Danielle, what are some of the things that you do on an ongoing basis as it relates to a partnership?
Yeah, as Jeff alluded to, we try and build out comprehensive marketing plans that align with the goals and objectives of that partner. So once the partnership is developed, I kind of act as the liaison within the organization to work with the other departments to see out all of the assets that have been agreed to. So our goal is to obviously meet and exceed the objectives that have been laid out. So I get to work closely with Jeff and all of our other colleagues in our department, but in digital and social, whether it's facilities and operations, stuff along those lines.
Yeah, and Jeff mentioned the family at Ford Field. It truly is a family feeling. And I've experienced that not only institutionally, meaning that you're connected to one another, but you actually care about your partners and one another, and that makes a difference in what we do. What other types of partners do you have? If people, I know yesterday I met with some people from Cintas, who are great. Now they're friends through you. And we're doing some things at UT with them. They're going to do some great things for us as it relates to our hospital. So they're a partner, I know. But what are some of the other partners that you have that people might be interested in?
Yeah, well, we like to think of all of our partners as friends. And you know, we spend more time with others, more time with some than others. And,
right.
And certainly...
Well, I'm always bugging you.
Not enough time with you, Larry. But What's really unique about it is that we have a really wide array of different brands and different companies that have chosen to partner with us. So anything from, you know, a great university like the University of Toledo to, you know, a global company like Anheuser-Busch or Microsoft even,
mm-hmm.
who have, you know, wide-reaching objectives. Same with Ford Motor Company. I mean, yeah, they are based here in Michigan, but of course they have operations all over the world. So we have, you know, anything from the local peanut shop that
right.
likes to use
right.
our logo on their bags because they find they sell more peanuts when the Leaping Lion is on there,
right.
You know, to all the way up to, like I said, a global company.
Right, like so, Ford Motor.
Yeah, so it's really a wide array, and everyone really, what makes it cool is that everyone, you know, finds a different reason to have a partnership okay. in professional
Well, that's
sports.
You listening to them as well, and you do that so very well. You know, one of the things that that we talked about, and I'm talking with Jeff Webster and Danielle DeLuca from the Lions, when we started our talk, our negotiations and discussions, is that I wanted it more than just advertising or marketing. I'd like the Lions to engage with our students over time. You've done that already this past semester. You came down, and both of you were part of a panel, and that was great. And then we also came up with the idea of having an actual class project that we're getting started this semester. Danielle, can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, we're really excited. We're going to be kicking off this semester a program with the MBA students. It'll primarily be focusing on a brand analysis, if you will. So Jeff, do you want to kind of take the lead on this one?
Yeah, so what's really great about this is it helps bring some authenticity to our relationship, more so than just the advertising and branding like you mentioned, Larry. But what's unique about it is the fact that some universities offer sports management programs, others don't. But in this case, what we're able to do with University of Toledo is give the students who are there some actual real practical experience in the sports world. So rather than just coming up with a random project, as a professor, we actually worked hand in hand with the Rocket professors to develop a program that we've not only thought that their students would be interested in, but that will actually help us in our work day to day professionally. So the project is one that we're excited about. The students are going to go in and dive really deep into the Lions brand, into a lot of our events, right, into a lot of our marketing platforms, analyze those, and then provide recommendations and ways that we can help enhance some of that in the future.
Yeah, and I am hoping they come up with some great things.
And Larry, just if I could add to that too, one of the things that will be really special for us as young individuals in the sports world, it helped us quite a bit to get here by networking along the way. So we're excited to be able to provide ourselves personally to go down to UT and speak to the students,
right,
answer questions, and be resources for them as they try to make their way into the industry.
Now, I know our listeners cannot see Danielle and Jeff, but indeed they are young. And that, to me, gives them an awful lot of energy. But young people, either in college or ready to graduate, should feel very optimistic about their careers, because these are two fine people who have great careers ahead of them, but they're very young, and I'm not. I'm a little jealous. So one of the things that we did this year with the besides the project that Jeff just talked about, and I know, Danielle, you were involved in, was we had some interns that came on game day. And I know I saw one yesterday. It's on his resume.
Great.
That's Andrew.
Yeah.
And so can you talk a little bit about what interns do and why that's important?
Absolutely. Well, we're very fortunate at the Lions. Almost every department brings in an intern during the season. We got to work closely with Andrew on game day. He acted as an extension of the Lions partnership team.
Right.
So he really helped on game day to oversee certain activations with partners like Quicken Loans, and an alumni appearance that was there. He has a phenomenal photography background, so
yes,
he helped us capture a lot of really unique things that were happening on game day, whether it was in the stands with fans or on the field with partner-specific activations. So we were very fortunate to work with him, but each department, they kind of have their own day-to-day roles, so each internship looks a little bit different, but we were very lucky to have Andrew with
us. Yes, and we were fortunate. He was fortunate to have you, and he always wore a suit. He looked great.
He did.
Great advice. You're a delight to work with. You're our friends at UT, so thank you very much.
Thank you, Larry.
Looking forward to what the class produces, and we'll get ready for another great season next year.
Go Rockets.
All right. That was Danielle DeLuca and Jeff Webster from our partners, the Detroit Lions. Coming up next, we'll talk to the acting dean and holder of the Russell Palmer Endowed Professorship of Accounting at Michigan State University's Eli Broad College of Business when the University of Toledo's The Relevant University continues. Here on the Great Voice of the Great Lakes, News Talk 760 WJR. Sanjay Gupta is the acting dean of the Eli Broad College of Business and a Russell E. Palmer Endowed Professor of Accounting at Michigan State University. Dr. Gupta joined the Broad College in 2007 as the chair of the Department of Accounting and Information Systems. He was appointed Associate Dean for MBA and Professional Master's programs in July of 2012. Prior to coming to MSU, Gupta held various positions at Arizona State University, such as the first Henry and Horn Professor in Accounting and the Faculty Director of the Master of Accountancy and Information Systems and the Masters of Taxation programs. He has consulted for the Big Four public accounting firms, the U.S. government, international consulting firms, and Fortune 500 companies as well. He serves on the University of Notre Dame Accounting Advisory Board, and he has also served various business schools as part of their accreditation review teams. Now, Gupta received his PhD from Michigan State University, so he's a Spartan. a Master of Accountancy from Bowling Green State University, so he's a Falcon, a Bachelor of Laws from the Calcutta University in India, don't know their nickname, and a Bachelor of Commerce from the University of Mumbai. He holds non-practicing certifications as a CPA and a member of the Institute of Company Secretaries of India. That's a whole bunch. Dr. Gupta, welcome to the Relevant University.
My pleasure.
So you've been many places, so your experience is wonderful, and you're at a great place now, Michigan State University. Now, I know that the Broad College of Business at Michigan State has certainly received a lot of notoriety that I can remember the last decade or so, certainly since the name of the school was named after Mr. Broad. Can you tell us a little bit about the college and, you know, how many students, the programs that you're most proud of, just so our listeners get a sense of what's going on?
Absolutely. The Broad College, as you mentioned, has been around for a long time. It's really one of the flagship colleges for Michigan State University. We are one of the largest colleges of business in the country, and certainly at Michigan State University. We have roughly 6,700 undergraduate students as of fall 2014, and roughly 1,000 graduate students in various programs. We offer, at the undergraduate level, a broad spectrum of majors in accounting, finance, management, marketing, supply chain management, and hospitality business. On the graduate side, we have our MBA program on a full-time basis that is on campus, as well as an executive MBA program that is run out of Troy, Michigan, as well as the Henry Center in Lansing, Michigan.
And is the executive MBA program, is that mostly on weekends?
Yes, it is.
Okay,
mostly on weekends, although we do have a residency week at the start of the program, as well as towards the end of the program. So those are intense residencies that take place, but most of the program is on weekends.
So those locations make it easier for somebody living in Dearborn to go to Troy.
Absolutely, and yeah. We do have pretty much everybody is a working student going through that program. They usually have roughly about 11 years of work experience in our executive MBA program. So most of these are manager-level people who are actually aspiring to higher levels, either within their own organizations that they are at, or perhaps moving to a different organization, or even starting their own businesses.
Yeah. We're talking with Dr. Sanjay Gupta, who's the acting dean of the Eli Broad College of Business at MSU. And this whole show, Doctor, is dedicated to the colleges of business and preparing students and some of the things. We interviewed the dean of the College of Business and Innovation at the University of Toledo, Dr. Gary Inch, talked about our programs, and we interviewed some people from Marathon Oil who hire people. And what are some of the things and the resources that MSU and your college offers students to prepare them for after graduation, let's say the traditional age person versus the executive MBA?
Sure. For the undergraduate students, we have a whole host of resources that are provided, all the way from internships to career services that allow you to sharpen your resume, practice interviewing skills with potential employers. So we do mock interviews and so on, as well as get alumni to come back and interact with our students to explain to them the kinds of skills, the kinds of individuals, personalities that people are looking for to hire in the workplace. What is it that makes for a successful hire? So we run those programs on campus while the students are here. We have several study abroad programs that allow students to experience what international environments look like that prepares them as well for most of these businesses today, which are multinational in nature. There is a whole host of these resources that are available on campus for students who are inexperienced, as well as for our experienced students who are looking to make changes in their career path.
Talking about alumni and financial support, your college is named after Eli Broad. And he has been very philanthropic, not only to MSU, but other places around the country. Can you tell our listeners who are interested about somebody like Mr. Broad and the relationship the college has with him and the impact his name and his involvement has had on MSU?
It has been tremendous. Eli Broad stands for the success in business that every American really aspires to have.
Right.
So if you think about the American dream, Eli Broad is probably the most shining example of what that American dream is all about. He started two companies from scratch in totally different industries.
Mm-hmm.
One was in real estate, the other was in insurance, and he grew them into Fortune 500 companies. That is success at its very highest. And then he was not done with just that. He then turned to a third phase in his life, which is investing in philanthropy.
Right.
And he's pursuing philanthropy from a fundamentally different way. So he says he's not just interested in writing a check, but he's really interested in making an investment in causes that he believes in. Higher education is one of those causes. We were blessed that he has been a loyal supporter. He's an alumnus of
right.
our business college in 1954. He graduated with a degree in accounting. And he went on to these successes, and he wanted to give back. The reason he wanted to give back is because he really believes that higher education has the potential to transform lives that is so much in the DNA of Michigan State University and the Broad College.
Absolutely.
He gave the lead gift to name the college.
Mm-hmm.
That was the largest gift to a public university business school at the time he made that gift. And he has stepped up and made a second large commitment. It's a $25 million commitment that he has made along with his wife, Edith Broad, and through their foundation, the Broad Foundation, that we formally announced in October last year.
Well, that's outstanding, and I know that he's very proud of the work that you're doing, your faculty, of course, your staff, and your students and graduates. And as a neighbor, the University of Toledo and MSU does things together on different research projects and things of that nature, so we're making the region a better place for all of us to live and have fun. So I want to thank you for the great work that you do and for being on the Relevant University tonight talking about the Broad College of Business.
It's my pleasure.
I want to thank you for joining us tonight on the Relevant University. I'm your host, Larry Burns. I'm Vice President for External Affairs at the University of Toledo, and UT is a proud sponsor of this program. If you want to know more about the program or listen to the program again, you can simply go to www.utoledo.edu/The Relevant University. Or follow us on Twitter at The Relevant U. And join us again next time at 7 p.m. on Tuesday, February 24th, for more discussion on the role of colleges and universities in their communities. And it's here on the University of Toledo's The Relevant University, right on the great voice of the Great Lakes, News Talk 760, WJR.